Welcome to Scarlet Talks. I'm your host, Scarlet Stone, and I'm here in the Julieland universe. And I am joined by three of my very good guy friends. They're not in the porn industry, but they are just regular civilian men. And we're having a great roundtable discussion.
We're
going to have a really great talk right now. It's going to be all about porn, but I first want to introduce them. To my left, this is Alex. Say hello.
Hello, everyone out there. Nice to meet everyone.
And across from me is Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
And to my right is Ben.
How's it going?
Going good. And way down there at the other end of the dungeon is Richard Avery.
Of course. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. So I want to talk to you guys about the first time that you saw porn. Like, just so you know, a little bit of information, the average age in which a child first sees porn online is 11.
Yeah.
So
that seems about right.
That sounds, yeah.
That's pretty like much
fifth,
like the,
was
the
it
age.
Fifth grade
online.
Fifth grade, something like that. Sounds right.
On the computer, because when I was 10, I used to see my dad's Penthouse magazines.
Yeah, before that, it was magazines.
Yeah, anytime before 11, like my modem was too slow to load anything.
AOL with that dial-up, yeah, it's really hard to load images even, you know.
So, wow. But the first time that you actually saw porn, was that the first time that you ever masturbated?
No.
So that was like, that was prior?
Definitely.
Okay, so it was like, had your balls dropped when you first saw porn?
I always think about this, and I vaguely remember the first time that I masturbated. And I was watching TV, but I don't know what I was doing. And I was just kind of like touching down there, and it just felt really good. And then I kind of put two and two together and started watching, you know.
Wait, do you know porn. What you were watching?
Yeah. What like what was the?
It was probably a music video. I think
it's probably Britney Spears.
I like Lil Kim back in the day.
Oh my god, she's a nasty bitch. That I know. One.
Wow. And so you guys started out with magazines at an early age?
I didn't. I hadn't seen a magazine. I think until I was much older.
Okay. I saw my first magazine when I was 7 years old.
That is so young.
My 12-year-old neighbor found a Playboy or a Penthouse by our house, and he showed it to me.
Your neighbor showed it to you?
Yeah.
And did you like sneak out the back and like hide it in your fort? And
No. We pretty much kept it. We found it on a hill in some ivy by my house.
That's so sketchy.
And I didn't even know what masturbating was back then, so I just was kind of shocked like, at what a vagina looked like.
Eyes were very wide.
Yeah. It's like she doesn't have what I have. There's
exactly.
Something wrong.
Yeah. Well, I actually know the first time I ever saw porn, it was with my preschool boyfriend, Jason Sutton. And we were in my room. No, we were in my parents' room, and we looked under their bed. And there was a magazine that had a man and a woman. It was like super 80s in a bathtub with bubbles, and he was peeing into her mouth.
Oh,
that was the first thing I ever saw.
Good.
That's a good start.
Yeah. That was a great start.
Kudos.
Great. Yeah. So now I'm kind of not watching stuff. That's you know. Out of the box, it's more mainstream, but it was a good introduction. But anyways, I want to know now, do you think the age in which you first were exposed to porn affected your sexual history, your sex life, your sexual health? Do you think it's affected your personal preference?
Yeah, watching porn made me, first of all, desensitized to girls, and also made me think that they were just for sex. I had sex the first time at 13 or 14. And my friend filmed it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna. He filmed it, but it was no tape in it. So afterwards, I was like, "Let's see it." He's like, "There's no tape."
Well, that's
like,
not
so
filming.
So why would
it.
You? Why would you come in the room? You just wanted to watch us have sex.
Oh my god!
What a sad
so
excuse.
So he's in jail for voyeurism, or like in jail for being a perv, and you're like in jail for
he's actually
sex.
He's actually in law school with me. So
yeah.
Oh my god.
I do not want him representing me.
Oh my god. So, but you viewed women as like just like a sexual object. Did you like how did you perceive them?
Not as an object, but just it just made me nervous. Like I just was like I would think sexual things around women and I would just get like tongue tied and I couldn't speak. I don't know. I was junior high. I couldn't say you know, too many words.
Right.
But
that's kind of cute.
He spent all his time
way.
On the internet, though.
Right.
Sorry, I got to go work on the internet.
And did you think of the female form as being like, it has to be curvy? It has to, they have to have big boobs, or like body wise, did it affect you at all?
Maybe a little bit. I see more porn stars naked than the everyday girl naked.
I would hope so.
So, yeah.
So I was like, where are you hanging out at if you see the regular girls
right,
naked?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of desensitized me because that's not the average girl. I try to make it my average girl, but.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Nick,
yeah,
do you think?
I don't think it really affected me that much. I think there was other factors that kind of, you know, molded my image of to like what girls I found interesting. It was just kind of that thing that I also did to make, you know, myself happy.
Yeah.
Just to watch porn. And it was so weird as a kid. I remember just like getting caught for the first time.
Please share. Please share that. Oh my God.
Go ahead. I'll tell you my story.
I remember actually stumbling upon a website. I used to collect model cars. And, you know, I don't know, like, what the scale was, but, you know, a lot of model cars. And the website that I would purchase them off was called exoticcar.com.
Oh, I see this. I see where and this is going.
One day I was stumbling on the internet, and I forgot to type the R, so it was exotica.com. And it was like... This encyclopedic porn site with everything under the sun, wow. Like every type of porn on this one website.
So what did you?
And
click
it was
on?
It was mostly images, but it was shocking to me. And it was the first time I had seen like, you know.
Yeah, the first time's always a little weird to begin with.
Well, and if it's like any every genre, like that can be like, you know, like scat
yeah.
porn.
No, there was
like you see
there was like
shitting.
Gay porn.
Yeah.
There was, you know, bisexual
naked people
porn.
Doing crazy things.
It's like, a little much for your first time.
It was really overwhelming. So I only and
a little
I,
bit everything.
Even at that age, you know, even like seeing a penis is like it's kind of weird. I don't know. And so I would just stick to like lesbian porn. And I don't know why that was okay. Like,
and then
my
you,
and then I eased my way.
But how did you
to,
get caught?
To,
Oh yeah, that part.
Because back in the day, there was no like pop-up blocker, so things would just be like you click one, and it would just be like all these different porn sites would pop up, and I'm like, and then my mom's you know walking down the hall, and then I come into my room, and I'm like trying to exit out of all the goddamn websites,
trying to close 40 pop-ups.
Yeah, and then
oh
and then you know, I'm just like, and eventually. And she walked in and
you're like,
and I'm screwed.
Did she just like walk in, look, and
she
then
was
walk
like,
away?
She's like, oh, what is this? What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I literally, my excuse was I was trying to find my car website and I typed in.
Which
there,
is actually
it,
true.
Which is true.
It is true.
But she didn't believe you.
Nah.
But you went the extra step of clicking.
But the thing is, that wasn't the
fucked.
First time that I was on that website when she caught me. I'd already been looking at it for like, you know, weeks. So.
God, see, I always had the best excuse because I started taking pictures at such a young age that I started looking at Playboy when I was 5. I started subscribing to it when I was 12. And when the first issue came, my mom comes in the room and just goes, what? My name on it. Going, what is this? And I just went, I'm buying it for the pictures.
Where'd you get the money for that at 12?
My brother.
Yeah.
I had the money, but he just had the credit card because he's 10 years older than me, so he was able to do it.
Oh, yeah. I took my dad's credit card and got subscriptions to, like, you know, Bang Bros.
Oh, my God.
I would give them to you.
Were you the one with the password that everyone wanted?
Yeah.
But then what would happen is too many of us, we would log too many hours. So
yeah.
we would
and
log,
they catch up.
Oh, my
us.
God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spread like wildfire.
Yeah. I must have done it like 4 or 5 times. My dad, you know.
Never caught it.
Never
but,
caught
yeah.
it.
Well, also because like he probably used the website. he probably got something out of it.
I don't think he's that smart to figure it out.
But that's just so crazy, though, that you sit there and, like I said, it's just a different generational thing here about finding porn.
Yeah,
the draw to do that, like to steal my, I've never stolen anything in my life. Like,
but it just seems so necessary.
Never done
time.
Anything, but I took my dad's credit card and stole that so I could watch porn.
Well,
I mean,
okay. I feel like now we're turning into Porn Anonymous here, confessing.
I know.
I'm a pornaholic. I stole porn.
I don't have that sin. Mine would just be like, I work with.
Yeah. Well, I was, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was straight up. I was just like, hey, I bought it for the pictures. And my mom's like, okay. And she gave me the magazine.
But like, we all get it for the pictures. Just like what you do with it.
But for years, always people always use the joke for Playboy was if you got caught with it was, oh, I bought it for the articles.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, right. I'm straight
up. You're like, no, I got it for the pictures.
I want to take pictures of these naked girls. And I was taking pictures of girls when I was 12, like chasing models at like 12 years old. Hey, you want to get naked? So I told you I was a dirty old man from the beginning.
Yeah.
Did they say yes?
No, I didn't shoot my first. I didn't shoot my first nudes till I was 17. Before I even had sex, I was like, I didn't care about having sex. I was just like, get naked. Let's make art. So
art versus porn. That's a whole other discussion.
Exactly.
Well, okay, Nick, you said something really interesting. You said that you watched lesbian porn when you were younger.
Yeah.
So now, what do you watch? What do all of you guys watch? And more specifically, if you had to choose one genre of porn to watch for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Wow.
One. Only one.
That's just one.
It's tough. Easy. Me. I like amateur just because it seems more real than porn stars.
Me too.
Like give me a couple sites that you like.
Well, I only do one, XNXX.
Really? Have you looked at Amateur Allure?
No.
That's a good one.
That's amateur what he's going to be doing tonight.
I'll check it out.
That's a good one. That's, I like that guy's been really successful. He does a good job. He shoots girls, started out with just blowjobs, now he fucks them, but it's like all...
It's only one guy?
It's usually girls that just starting out, maybe doing one or two things. It's a really good site.
No, but I actually like it even more amateur. Like, I want for it to be couples.
I found like that too.
Yeah, couples. So,
next up.
You know what? Wait, which one are we answering first?
Both.
Okay. So, I think I watched like a decent amount of different varieties of porn.
Kind of run the gamut.
and every time is kind of just like what I'm in the mood for. I don't know. Sometimes, sometimes. I don't want to see any anal, you know. Like, I'm just like, not.
I'm just not in the
mood
for that. Yeah.
I'm just not in the mood for, you know. Or I like three ways though with two girls. That's usually like what I, because that's my fantasy. Because I haven't had a threesome
That's actually going to be like a follow up discussion. So don't say too much about the whole threesome thing. But knowing that you're into that, I'm going to keep that in my.
And Alex has hopefully some stories from Miami.
Oh my god.
So wait. I missed that a second. You like to watch porn with a guy and two girls.
Yes.
For three ways. We refer to that as the unicorn. Because they're rare.
Oh, okay.
but they exist.
Yes, but they exist, exactly.
Then there's devil's threesome. It's like two dudes and one girl. Yeah. I think that's what it's
What's
called.
What's the name of the term?
I've heard it called the devil's threesome.
Yeah. Depends on the
girl. Okay, guys, we can't talk about this too much because like I really want to start. All right, that's me follow up.
So I guess I would choose threesome porn.
Okay, Alex.
Wait. Favorite website right now?
I guess I just am going on the kind of general ones that they're leading onto.
Bang Brothers, Browsers?
No, like, I don't want to pay money, so, like, Uges and RedTube.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. That's why we're going out of business.
Pornhub, YouPorn.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't blame you.
Yeah. Well, the first question, I think if I had one genre to watch, it would be two girls and one guy, because you get a little bit of everything.
Okay. I'm shaking my head right now.
A little eating
pussy.
You get a little fucking.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, continue.
You get a nice 2-to-1. Okay. And then I guess as far as porn sites go, maybe some Pornhub, XNXX, or Xvideos.
Cheap bastards. This is why I'm going out of business. They won't pay for anything.
Well, yeah, we don't have a crazy disposable income. So.
Yeah.
I mean, like there are very few men that I actually meet and they pay
for porn.
Like pay for porn.
I know.
Unless they're like really into a certain porn star, which speaking of which, who are your favorite porn stars?
Come on, guys.
It's tough. I don't know. I don't really know enough.
You liar! Like,
to make a decision.
And he's going home. He's like, he has pictures on her phone. He's like, oh my god, I love her. And he goes home, and jerks off to her every night. Come on, who do you like?
Okay, well,
I'll tell you who I like.
Who do you like?
I have three girls that I love a lot right now. There's this new girl. Her name's Kira Sin, but she's already out of the business. She came after me, and I thought, great, because she's young. She's like half Asian. She's cutie, but she quit the business already. Her mom got mad.
As moms are prone to.
Yeah, I mean.
Mom is disappointed in her.
But I go through different phases, but the last few years, I'd say I was a big fan of Sativa Rose.
Oh, I love Sativa Rose.
Yeah. And we were actually good friends. I shot her a handful of times and just sexy, sexy, sexy.
I don't know
great,
who that
great
is.
Great lips. She's yes. got like nice lips.
And just amazing lips and can kiss and with those lips. Yep. And but no, and then the other girl.
You're like, I know, I kissed her.
I kissed her every night for a week. No, and I liked a lot. I kind of like, I always like brunettes, first of all. And I like
you
some
like
curves.
You like very skinny women though. Like true. I feel like that's your thing, and you know I'm not into that.
There's a girl I used to like a long time ago too, back in the day, named Alexis Love. You ever see her?
Latin girl. I've heard of her.
Latin girl, skinny, nice tits. She came in the business, left real quick. I heard she married a sugar daddy and then walked away from the whole thing.
Huh.
Layla Starr was also another hot.
Layla Starr, yeah.
She also married a rich guy.
Is she out? She's not doing
She's
anymore.
Not anymore. Lives in Vegas.
She's got a lot of video though.
Yeah, a lot of past stuff.
So, so then, who do you like now? That's
right
still
now,
working.
I really,
yeah,
nobody really. I mean,
how
okay,
about
I know,
one
I know,
of
I know,
Bobby?
I, no.
Someone in our universe.
No, if I had to say, Audrey, of course, because she's my friend.
Audrey, right.
But also, I love Samantha Bentley.
Okay, she's my favorite. Don't tell anyone, but I
like
love
brunettes.
Her.
Don't say this to Ash. She will kick my ass in front of you all.
She is brunette. Her boobs are real. She has curves. She has a British accent. She's adorable and beautiful.
And crazy as fuck.
And she's so funny. But do you guys like the curves? Do you like skinny women? Are you...
Blondes, brunettes.
Blondes. Definitely
brunettes.
All
definitely types. Brunettes with curves. That's...
I like Ben.
Ben just won.
Ben won.
I don't like skinny girls with or blondes for that matter.
Yeah.
You know? But Alex, you like blondes, don't you?
Well, I'm in a phase right now because my ex is kind of she's platinum blonde.
Right.
And she actually kind of does look like a porn star. So I've been kind of
especially when the lights are down.
Yeah.
I squint. She looks just like a porn star.
Yeah. So I guess I've been on a phase.
So do you like name a porn star you like then, like Nikki Benz?
I mean, as far as porn stars go, I mentioned Amy Reed earlier.
Amy's
great
a
tits.
Great tits.
Do you like Caden Cross? Because she kind of reminds me of your ex-girlfriend.
Caden Cross.
Hmm.
I might have to see her to recognize
really
her.
Okay.
Shot her.
I'm just saying right after this, you need to look her up. I think you're going to love her.
All right.
She's a digital playground contract girl.
Caden Cross. I'll keep it in mind.
K-A-Y.
K-A-Y-D-E-N. Yeah, Caden.
Yeah. Okay.
And Nick?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Body types, kind of, you know, everything in between. As long as they have, like, you know, a pretty face. I think that's pretty important. Even like when you're masturbating, you're like, yeah, you're always looking at the body, but mm-hmm. like if you know there's
that
some
face is
fugly
still there.
Face,
yeah.
I can't get off to that shit. it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
But so yeah, they have to have like, you know, good looking face, but and usually a banging body, and the you know hair color doesn't matter to me.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about redheads, though?
I'm starting truly to
redheads.
Enjoy
love
redheads. Touched by fire, you know.
Ooh.
Like, do you guys know Justine Jolie at all, or Faye Reagan?
Yeah,
no.
Faye Reagan. Yeah,
Faye's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else are the redheads? Melanie Jordan,
who's,
who we just
she's brand new. She's a redhead. There's just something
very
so.
Flexible.
Yeah. Well, she's also a ballerina, so she like brings point shoes with her too.
Yep.
Shoots. Anyways, there's something about redheads. I don't know what it is. Maybe because they're more rare, but they're like these beautiful
rare in
mermaids.
Porn or like
yeah,
well,
rare in general. No, like just both.
Yeah. What about black girls? What about?
I've never had sex with a black girl, but I would. given the right,
but what
Nick,
about
you're just like you're just
like,
down.
Like
I'm down.
Misty Stone,
I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't gotten laid in a while, and I'm just like down.
Misty Stone. I'll take anything.
I don't know any black porn stars by name, but
that's really
when I'm in the mood for some like big ass, like that's what I'll do.
Some big old ass.
My old
or Brazilian.
My old editor used to.
Oh yeah, or Brazilian.
My old editor loved black girls. I think his girlfriend's a black girl, but he loved big asses. Like anytime I'd bring some. Footage in of some girl, he'd be like, oh, too white and too skinny. I'm like, look at the guy, like, what's the problem? Too white and too skinny, too white. That's all I heard for like 2 years.
You know, we just really can't compete with that booty. Like,
no.
I mean, even if you have boobs, it's like, you still don't have the black butt. I don't know what to tell you.
Although, I actually saw a girl today at a brunch for Easter, and I think she was Armenian or something, but her ass was ridiculous.
That's because she's you know Kim.
Is that Kim Kardashian ass
Kardashian
right there?
Kardashian cousin probably.
I don't know.
That's probably it.
And Alex, do you like black girls?
Generally, no. I've been with a couple black girls, but
you are just like both you and Nick. You're like just trying everything out.
Well, yeah, you got to. I've never been with an Asian girl.
Oh, I have.
Ooh. I like Asian girls.
Yeah. Well, okay,
they're
so
really tiny.
Everybody
it's
goes
really
through that
nice.
Yellow fever.
Yeah,
yellow fever phase. I have that all through high school.
Well, I'm Jewish, so Jews have yellow fever.
It's wait, really? Blood.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. My dad's wife is Filipino.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, and I'm Jewish.
Well, boy. Ben, you used to love Asians though back in the day.
Still do.
You still do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any cool. Asian porn stars you like?
Asa Akira.
Asa Akira. I
London,
know Asa
London Keys.
I don't know London Keys.
Miko Lee.
I don't know Miko Lee. Ava Devine. She looks Asian, but I don't think she's
not Asian.
She's not Asian. But sometimes like, I'll type in Asian.
It really just matters
Ava Devine
that she
kind
of looks like.
She's a girl with a pussy.
Perfect. Yeah.
She's Asian. The pussy's slanted.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, the thing I don't like about Asian porn, though, is they do that like...
Wait, what was that?
Way that they like have set like it sounds like they're in pain, and I don't like that.
But
you know what I mean? I like the way they look, but I don't like the way that they like make sounds when they're having sex.
But that's like those are native Asians. Those are like people who speak Chinese and speak Japanese,
yeah,
but not like Asian Americans, right? Because they don't sound like that.
You're talking about the
porn.
One that they blur out.
No, exactly.
Have sex with an Asian. Some of them make that sound.
So have you had sex with an Asian girl, Ben?
Two Asians, yeah.
Wow, I'm like learning something new. I did not know that. Now, if
and I don't know. Sorry to interrupt, but I don't know if it's a coincidence, but both of them had really tight pussies. That's just
yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Same in my experience. The one girl I had sex with was Asian.
I was so not over 18, so.
Oh my god.
No.
Okay, so.
Oh, I was just going to quickly ask, if you guys did meet a porn star, she wanted to fuck you, would you try to like impress her in bed? Would you like
would you be intimidated?
It's definitely intimidating.
Probably,
yeah.
Yeah. And would you be upset like if you took your clothes off and the porn star just looked at you and started laughing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. I mean, okay, if any person did that, I'd be fucking.
I know.
Really embarrassed.
I'm out like not just exclusively porn star. Oh my god.
No, because I introduced a friend of mine to one of my porn star friends, and
did they start dating or something?
No, they fucked, and he didn't know she was a porn star until afterward. I told him afterwards, and he flipped out. He couldn't believe it. He's like, Mike. He was in heaven. He thought it was the greatest fuck he ever had. And she taught him a few things. I'm talking about Bobby.
Oh,
that's
well,
what I want.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want to be taught a few things.
Yeah. I mean, well, just so you guys know, from talking to you know Ash and Sam and Bobby and all those girls, it sounds like they just want a guy to treat them like they're like any other girl whenever they're having sex. Like they don't like to have guys go beyond.
It's not,
like
they don't
want you for you to put on any kind of show.
When they have sex with civilians, they always say like the guy of course has the fantasy of like, oh my god, I'm with a porn star, this is gonna be the Olympics basically. And they're like, look, I do that all day every day, I get railed and
I want
around and treated like shit.
Cuddling and making
they
love.
They don't really want cuddling, but they want
but
to just
they
have
want
good
a little,
sex.
Yeah.
They don't like get all caught up in like, oh, this is gonna be the Olympics. They like, no, let's just keep this one event of the Olympics. But then the guy in his head is like, oh my god, this is like crazy, I got this porn star, and you know, da-da-da.
So do porn stars date other porn stars generally, or is it?
Yes, yes.
No, I wouldn't say, it's probably like a good third of the girls date porn, but what happens is the girl dates a male porn star, finds out they're idiots and losers, because male porn stars are idiots and losers. And then they never do that again. It's like, I always tell girls all the time, go date a male porn star if you are, but get it out of your system. Same thing with rock stars. Go date a rock star, get it out of your system, and then go find yourself a nice doctor or a nice lawyer.
It's also really incestuous because they all start dating, yeah. And then it screws up with like if you don't want to fuck him on a scene,
yeah,
because he's your ex, and it like just screws everything up.
Yeah, the smart girls stay away from the guys in the business. Smart girls stay away from guys in the industry, period, and they just, in a sense, and then have a hard time finding a guy that will accept, like, would you date a porn star if she's gonna go, hey, I gotta go, honey, I'm gonna go to work today, I'm gonna go fuck two guys.
How do you feel about that? I couldn't do it.
I can keep it casual, that's cool. Yeah, casual encounters, that's fine with me. You know, having like a bang buddy that's also a porn star, I'd be okay with that, but I couldn't, like,
but I mean, you also are knowing, like, there's gonna be a big throbbing cock in that same pussy, and then maybe when she gets and home, she, you're gonna fuck it. Like, it's that's what's so weird to me.
Well, like hopefully she, you know, shower first.
I mean, hopefully.
No, she's gonna come covered in cum after the cocky.
Honestly,
and say, hug me.
You really never know. Some girls are dirty. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. The ones that are around me, thank God. They know how I feel about that.
I
couldn't seriously date a porn star. I could have a fuck buddy who's a porn star.
When I first started, I always said, like, I would never date a porn star who did guys. And girls is one thing. Girls want to have sex with girls all the time anyway. It's all the girls I know. So I was like, no big deal to me.
That would make it easier.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bring another one.
Like, yeah, I guess
bring
I would
her
take
over.
That.
Bring her over. Yeah, you'd always be like, hey, bring her over. And then that would be cool. And then as you go along, you start to realize it's just work. And, like, it doesn't even matter at this point. Like, a girl who fucks guys, who cares? I mean, it doesn't even matter to me at all.
I mean, have you guys ever been with just a civilian woman and she is trying to act like she's a porn star? Like, she's making the noises.
We've
like,
only
fuck
been
me.
With civilian women.
Okay, no, right. No, but I'm saying, like, and I'd hope you'd only be civilian women. No, but, like, they're trying so hard to, like,
yeah,
fuck, like
girls
porn
these
star.
Days are, like,
where
crazy.
Where they're, yeah, they're, like, they're
trying
like, to
like, they're putting on a show.
On. Yeah,
you're saying they're
yeah,
putting on
yeah,
a show.
Yeah.
Here's my question. I'm sorry to interrupt this one. I want to know, like, how many girls, first time you fucked them, that wanted to do anal?
Zero. Zero okay. girls.
I've never done anal.
I haven't done anal.
I've done it once, and it didn't work out for her, and I've never done it again.
I got
traumatized.
I
wasn't, but
I
think
thought
she was.
All of you had done anal. I don't know why. I just assume.
Yeah, we've all tried to do it, but it's...
Try meaning, like, you just the tip?
Suggest it after a while, you know? If you're fucking someone for, you know, a decent amount of time, you're like, hey, you want to, you know, do something new?
Hey, you want to go a little up the butt? A little...
And they say sure, and then they say stop at a certain point.
Yeah,
and then
it's like, it's not fun for them.
Oh, my God. But you need to first answer my other question.
Yeah.
Which is, girls putting on a show. Have they ever tried, like, especially making those, like, fuck me noises and, like, this the moaning and the...
Yeah. I've had a one night stand like that for sure.
Is it a turn on or a turn off?
I was so fucking drunk, I don't remember. All I know is that my roommate and his girlfriend were like, dude, she was putting on a show or you were rocking her world or something.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
I barely remember. But I think the reason was, I think her head kept banging against the wall. So I think that's what they were hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily,
she woke up the next morning.
She
was, like, screaming because
she was
okay. in pain. Like, she
I
was
don't
screaming
because so.
Her head kept hitting the wall.
No, I was cushioning her head with my hand. So I think
that's
sweet.
Ever so gently.
That's sweet, yeah.
While I'm choking her. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
I think we
no,
should
but
maybe,
I'm into that.
Oh my God, I was going to say we should end it on that note, but then you said you're into that, and that's a perfect way to end it.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, thank you so much for being here. We're gonna talk to you again very soon. I'm Scarlett Stone. You can follow me on Twitter at Scarlett with 2 T's _ Stone. And Richard, how can we follow you?
Dick Avery, at Dick Avery.
And of course, the Julie Land universe. Just come see our work. And again, thank you for listening to us. Bye.